All right, take care now. And stay clear of the forest. With all these disappearances, you can never be too careful. Good evening, young lady. What can I get you? Really? Brandy? In midday? All right, fine. So tell me, what's a young lass such as yourself doing drinking so early in the day? I don't mean to pry, but the last I can recall doing something like this, it was just after my wife had passed. And judging from how you carried yourself through the door, you seem to have some emotional baggage of a similar weight. Maybe hitting the bottle? A little too hard to cope. Please, don't get me wrong. You don't seem like some drunkard. No, it seems life has been anything but fair to you. Tell you what, if you can stick around here for the rest of the day, then you and I can go and have some fun later tonight. Get your mind out of the ditch. Change pace. Shh. Hush. Don't worry about that. I'll pay for you. My treat. And first things first, I'll be taking this. Alcohol is the last thing you need right now. No. What you need is to get some meat in you. Wait here. I'll be back with some mutton and water. Then you can tell me about your problems. Huh? Oh, yes. It must have slipped my mind. My name is Claire. Pleased to make your acquaintance. Beautiful. Well, my dear, I want you to know that your story isn't all that unique. And please don't take that the wrong way. I only mean to say that, well, you're not alone. Many other people have had their lives go wrong as yours has. Moreover, they've all gotten through it. Trust me, despite our many blunders, we humans are resilient. You're stronger than you let yourself believe. And I don't want you to worry about any of that tonight. I want you to take time away from your stresses and think about something else. You're terribly overwhelmed, and you need to relax. So, the only thing that I want you to think about tonight is me. But more specifically, what's between my legs? Aww, what? Did you think I would just invite you in to spend the night and nothing more? Why else would I be taking you in this late into the night? Well, morning, as of now. But who's keeping track? Shh. Try not to think about it too much, sweetie. Just follow me. Let me take care of you tonight. You need it. Hun, don't even entertain such thoughts. Of course I need to do this. You must unwind. And it's absolutely no trouble at all. In fact, I want to do this. So please, just go with it. Now, let's do something about this shirt. There we go. No. It's all right, dear. No need to hide yourself. Hun, your chest is fine. Perfect, really. So soft and plump. And vulnerable. Adorable little tits. Come. I'm already getting excited just looking at you. First, in the collar. There. Now the... Hush. Hun, good girls don't ask questions. Now tell me, are you a good girl? Enthusiastic. I like it. Now the wrist restraints. Behind you. There. Just some light bondage, hun. Nothing too serious. All right. On your knees, girl. Now stay. It's hot in here, and this stuffy dress is only making things worse. Ah, finally. I really need a bigger corset. My breasts need more room than that. How do they look? Not as pert as yours. But then again, a larger bust does tend to fall more than others. What about my waist? Certainly is more skin than some would prefer. Enough to work up a decent sweat by merely existing in this horrid dress. But I think it adds to the experience. Don't you agree? Thank you, dear. I assumed you thought as much. After all, you were stealing glances at my rear all day, so... How about a full view? Ah, gods. Finally. My body's been suffocated all day. Cursed thing. Feels so much better. Is my ass all that you'd hoped? Thank you, dear. Some patrons of the tavern have compared it to that of a horse. And I do admit, it may be a bit wide. But clearly you don't mind. You would really lay with someone who has a little extra skin to show. An ass that can barely be contained by the undergarments around it. Stretching, near to the point of tearing. I really entice you that much. Well, your offer is quite tempting. But your face can serve as my seat some other time. Tonight, I require pleasures of a more base nature. Toys. My sweet girl, you are the toy. You see, owning a business is very stressful. Profit margins, supply and demand, labor costs. It's a lot for one woman to deal with. So tonight, you're going to help me relieve that stress. A vessel for me to fill with all this pent-up energy I've built up in the day. Tonight, you are going to serve as my personal little cum slut. Aw, how adorable. Can't even manage to get a word out. What's wrong? Surprised a woman could carry such a thick member between her legs? A whole 5 inches of soft, virile tension. And then it's only gonna get bigger. All for you, sweet girl. I thought I told you to stay. Gods, yes. I love a girl that fights back. The taming is my favorite part. The eventual release of control. The submission. Orgasmic. Quiet now, sweetie. That mouth will get you in trouble if you're not careful. So why not put it to some better use? Open. I've always wanted to grow hard inside someone. I said, open your mouth, little girl. Now. Good. Now relax. I'm going to grab hold of your hair for leverage. Calm down, dear. I know it's a lot. But don't worry. Eventually, this will be almost effortless. I just need to break you in. Take a deep breath now. So warm. Can you feel it? Can you feel me harden? Deeper and deeper inside. By the gods, you're tight. And I'm not even fully erect yet. Oh, yes. All the way down your throat. Hun, I'm gonna start moving, okay? Just out, out, in, out, and such a good girl. You're hugging me. So tight. Oh, all those nights of stroking myself alone. I could never compare to this. Ready yourself, dear. I can feel it building already. There's no stopping it. I have to fill you. Yes. Good girl. Your throat is so tight and hot. Fuck. I need it. God, yes. Take it. Take all of it, little slut. Oh, good. My God, little cum slut. Yes. Good girl. Your throat. So good. We're going to have a wonderful time. I can already tell. Breathe, hon. Breathe. Oh, that was the best I've felt in years. And yet, my cock still wants more. Here, before we move on, I want you to really feel what you do to me. Look up at me. See the cum dripping out. All for you. Breathe in. Really familiarize yourself with the scent of my sex. You will soon know it better than any other. Yes, struggle. It only makes me want you more. Can you feel them pulsing and full of semen? My love, fighting to release into you, forced into you. Oh, gods, I need it. Stand up. Stand up now. On the bed, girl. Oh, really? You still don't want this? Strange. This wet spot between your legs tells me different. Such a naughty little girl. Lying through her teeth. First the stiff nipples, and now... a mound so wet and dripping, you're soiling my bed sheets. Not fair, hon. Don't be such a brat. One sex never lies. Delicious. Maybe some other time I'll return the favor and ravage your sex in kind. But for now, my body still aches for release. And as sweaty as you are, you're still far too dry for my liking. Let's remedy that. How is it? I can only imagine. My love handles just barely falling around you, enveloping you. My cock. Rubbing, twitching, only to remind you of my inevitable release. All over you. Oh, the heavy sack below my shaft, suffocating your center from fresh air. Am I still to believe that you want me to stop? Even with your pussy so wet, it's practically begging to have me inside it. Silent now, are we? Nothing to say. Oh, that won't do. Give me your neck. There it is. Cute little whimper. Here, hon. Suckle. My breasts need attention. Yes. Good girl. Oh, thank you. Drink. Drink as much as you want, my girl. Wrap your legs around me. Mm. I don't know why, but something about you has kept me going. I think I even have another load in me after this one. Ready for that cute little ass of yours. I'm already close again. Faster. Faster. More. Here. Kiss me. Yes. Mine. Heavenly, my dear. Covered in my love. Do you see what you do to me? I may be the one in charge, but the sight of you makes me lose control of myself. I can't help it. I need you. You must feel something similar. More than just a want, but a need. For me. You can't possibly deny it now. Hun, please. Speak up. And just say what's on your mind. Yes. Mistress. Oh. Oh my. That. I like that. I need inside you one last time. I've taken your throat and covered you in my cum. Now for this tight little hole, untouched, waiting, free, empty. Relax yourself and let it slide all the way in. So warm, all the way in, controlling you, my sweet, perfect girl, not just by here, but by this needy little slit as well. So cute, your squirms. Oh, God. Honey, please be mine. You can live here with me. Be a waitress in my tavern. Come home to a warm bed. With someone who will adore you. Care for you. Feed you. I'll be my princess. My slutty, submissive little girl.
scum-filled princess. Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh, my dear. I swear to you, you won't regret this. You'll enjoy my body. Every day. After we finish with work, we'll come home and I'll fill you to the brim. Every day, when I need an outlet for my stress, I'll have my little princess ready, wanting, waiting, undesperate, ready to take every draft that's welled up inside me. My sweet little girl. I sometimes may even let you decide what we do. I meant it when I said I would use your face as a seat some other time. Oh, that sounds heavenly. Your lips would do well on my pussy. Your little whimpers drowned out by my ass eclipsing your head.
Better than anything I've done in years. Are you all right? Nothing hurts or hurts too much? Oh no. My dear, I can't apologize enough. I didn't mean to lose control like that. I just got lost in it and I... Oh. Yeah. You don't mind it. That's good to know. Thank you so much for telling me. I couldn't handle knowing I hurt you. Though either way, you get used to it. Well, I hate to end so abruptly, but I'm spent. I have work in about 8 hours. And you have your first day on the job. We can clean up tomorrow. No, hon, it's fine, really. I'm used to sleeping in a puddle. No, dear. I'm leaving it in for the night. It may be hard to believe after that display, but I'm often woken up in the middle of the night by my own erections. Wet dreams are a chronic problem of mine. And I can only expect it to be worse now that I have you.
My little princess. It's just more convenient this way. Well, good night. I'll see you in the morning. Or maybe sooner.